On our last broadcast, I began a message entitled, Do You Know Who You Are Following? It's a message about the authority of Jesus Christ. And we learn one thing. Jesus takes authority over demons. And there are two more things that we can learn today. So open your Bibles to Mark chapter 1, and we'll take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring you a series of messages out of the book of Mark. So get close to your radio and listen now as we take a look in the book.
And he cried out, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him, and they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned one another themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Do you know who you follow when? Oh, they didn't really know who they was following because they have never seen nobody operate in this kind of authority, particularly as it relates to the demonic world. Notice now, somebody, there's a lot of surprises here. I'll try to point them out. One of the first surprises here is we see this man here is in the house of instruction full of a devil. Right there, right there in the religious place of instruction, we got a man that's got the devil in him. Lord have mercy. Isn't that something? You can come to church and bump into somebody that got the devil. See, we shouldn't be surprised to find a devil in this man. Because, see, wherever you find sinners, you're going to find demons. Oh, stay with me now. Stay with me now. We're getting in some tough waters now. Are y'all praying for me this morning in the house of the Lord? We done got to this modern day and age where folks, them, they don't even hardly talk about the devil. And see, when you don't even talk about the devil can stay undercover. Oh, yeah, he can stay undercover. Yeah, yeah. But my mama and daddy, see, I was raised the old time way. And mama and daddy, they didn't want us to go to any and every place because they say you may come back with a devil in you. Can I even tell you how my mama and them raised us? It was hard for us. We had to sneak off to go to the picture show and stuff like that. Mama and them say, we don't want you to go down there to the picture show because demons can come in from that screen and come through the eye gate. Oh, can I tell you how you can get demons? You can be watching stuff that is kooky and crazy, and the next thing you know, you acting kooky and crazy because then I came off the screen and I came into you. That's why mama and them didn't want no worldly music and stuff because demons, they come through the ear gate. And if you listening to worldly stuff, demonic stuff, hey, let me tell you something. It ain't number two major spirits. It is the spirit of light and the spirit of the darkness. Either you are attracting demons or you are attracting angels into your life. And see, angels and demons like music. Oh, yes, they do. That's why you got to be careful of what kind of music that you listen to. Hello, somebody. Listen, just like you can get drunk on wine, you can get drunk by listening to the wrong kind of music. Lord have mercy. Yeah, and then a lot of time, mama and daddy, they would tell us, yeah, we don't want y'all going to the honky-tonk, we don't want y'all going to the Cathays, we don't want y'all going to the beer joints, we don't want y'all going down there to the teen center and all those other places like that, because you may come back with a demon in you. See, just like dogs got fleas, people got demons. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Y'all praying for me in the house of the Lord. And just like you can play with a dog that's got some fleas and you get some fleas, you can play with a person who got some demons and the next thing you know. That's why the Bible says bad company corrupts good morals. And I would try to throw all that stuff out, but then mama and daddy, they knew their Bible, and they'll run over there like the Psalm chapter 1, and they'll say, you know, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not stand in the way of the sinner, not sit in the seat of the scoffer. If you want to be blessed, you better not be walking around ungodly people, hanging out with sinful people. Are sitting down in the place that scoffs for people. People that make light of the things of God. Or the devil will get you. In other words, mom and dad and them put the fear of God in you. See, today people don't fear God. They don't fear because, see, we done made Jesus into like a lit Santa Claus. Yeah, he like lit Santa Claus. What you want God to do for you? And we give God a list of things, just like we give Santa Claus a list, a wish list of things. Or either we'll make Jesus like Mr. Rogers. Yeah, you know, go see Jesus. Come on, we'll put the tennis shoes on. Come on, and let's put your sweater on. And then let's go out here and play. See, we done made Jesus that day somebody who ain't got no authority. You don't fear Mr. Rogers. It's a good day to be in the neighborhood. It's a day to be in the neighborhood. Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? You don't fear nobody like that. We done strip God of all of his authority. People don't know who they following today. Folks look at Jesus like he's a janitor. Whenever I mess up something, then come on, Jesus. I need Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on, we need you, Jesus, to come and clean this up for us. Clean this up. Once he get it cleaned up, then I don't need Jesus. And that's the kind of stuff that we are preaching today from the pulpits across America. Folks don't fear God. We make commitments to God in church, and the next Sunday we don't even think about the commitments. Why? Because that's my buddy. You ain't scared of your buddy when Jesus is hugging up with your buddy. I catch up with Buddy later on. Do you know who you're following? Following him who command demons. And they flee. That's what Jesus did. You know, back in Old Testament days, if you had a demon in you, you know how they could get the demon out of you? One of the ways they would get the demons out of you, they would take you. And they would take a piece of iron or something, and they would bore a hole in your head, in your skull there, to give the demon room to come out. Oh, yeah. They done dug up bodies in cemeteries and stuff, and they see the holes and stuff in their people's skulls to let the demons come out. They didn't know how to get demons out of folks. And this man here was there in the synagogue. Let me tell you something. You can find demons anywhere and everywhere. It's just not enough to just not go to and see worldly pictures. It's not enough to not go to the beer joints and the cafes. But wherever you find people, did you hear what I say? So you can pick up demons on your job. You can pick up demons at church. You can pick up demons there while you're shopping and everything. Demons are anywhere and everywhere. Wherever you find people, you can find demons. You just got to make sure that you're walking with God and you're full of the Spirit of God. That you can repel that evil in your life. Lord, have mercy. My goodness. Look. This man had this demon sitting right there. And notice what happened when Jesus walked in. Jesus ain't said nothing to this demon. This demon blew his cover. Did you see that? The demon said, "Let us alone!" He starts screaming, "Ah! What you doing up in here?" Let me tell you something. As long as you got a man of God who ain't a man of God in the pulpit, you're going to have demons out there. They ain't be scared of nobody. But as soon as a man of God who know this word of God show up, it's going to blow the cover off. They got all these big mega churches today. That's because they ain't really exposing sin. The devil is comfortable as long as he know you ain't no talk about sin, Satan. Amen. But you start preaching the gospel. Did you hear what I say? The gospel. You're going to start expelling. The demons gonna have to flee in the authority of Jesus Christ. Look right here. Lord have mercy. Y'all praying for me? It says right here, this demon says, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." Listen. Folks may not know Jesus, but demons know him. Yeah. See, we done got into this atheistic world. You know, is Jesus God? I don't know if he's God and all of that old crazy, foolish stuff. Ask the demons. They'll tell you. As a matter of fact, when you read Mark's gospel, the first confession of who Jesus is came out of the mouth of a demon. Think about it. It wasn't out of the mouth of John. It wasn't out of the mouth of Peter or James. It was out of the mouth of a demon. The folks say, "We don't know who this guy is." The demon said, "I bet I do. We know who you are." Why did they know who he was? Because, see, think about it. The demons, they was what? They was first angels. And the angels was around before the creation of this world was around. As a matter of fact, they saw God when God created earth down here. They saw it according to the book of Job. It says that they was there and they sung praises to God when God laid the foundation of this world. They shouted out with joy. See, they saw God move, the Spirit of God moving on the face of the earth. And the Spirit of God began to separate the water from the land. begin to put oceans over here, put rivers over here, putting sea over here. They was around when they saw that. They was around when God hung out the moon at night and hung out the stars at night and hung out the greater light, the sun, in the day. They was around when they saw that. They was around even when God said, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness. And God made himself a man and blowed in his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living. The angels was there. They saw that. They saw it. So they knew his power. And they was there when Jesus created hell for the angels. That's why they said what they said. Are you coming to destroy us? Is now the time? Because there's going to come a day. There's going to come a time that God is going to stop all this devilment that's going on. And he's going to get every devil that's running loose right now. The devils ain't in hell. They're running loose. Oh, yes, they are at some of our houses, if the truth be told. You can't have no devilment without having a devil loose. Yeah, if you see some devilment going on, that's because we got some devils loose. But God is going to arrest every devil. And he's going to throw him in hell. These demons said, hey, is now the time? We thought we had a little more time here. They scared to death of Jesus. Jesus done blowed their cover. Then these demons, Jesus spoke to them. And notice now the command. He says, hold your peace and come out of him. Now think about what Jesus just said. Think about the mindset that people, in order really, back in that day, you had to do, like I said, you had to pour a hole in somebody's head, or bring the ministers by and let them go through these rituals and stuff like that. But and there was long-lasting rituals and stuff. But notice, Jesus, in just a few words, he said, hush, shut up. Come out of him. And the demon came out of the man. Just like that. Didn't have to drill no hole in his head. Didn't have to have a bunch of preachers going through some kind of rituals and stuff. Jesus just said, hold your peace, shut up. Come out of here. In other words, Jesus talked like he was that them demon's daddy. That's authority. We used to have a coach that used to tell us, like, the boy, when I get through with you, you're going to think that I'm your daddy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's what needs to happen today. We need somebody to take control like they daddy. And that's what Jesus did. He took control of that situation. And notice, verse 27, after it happened, they was all amazed, and must they question one themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? Look at the two questions. Did you see the two questions? What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the demons, and they obey him. But Mark ain't done. That was just exhibit one. He moves now to exhibit two. Jesus not only takes authority over demons, he takes authority in the home. A second thing, Jesus takes authority in the home. Are you with me, Bible way? Notice the Bible says, and immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all of the regions round about Galilee, and forthwith when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife, mother, lay sick of a fever. And they tell him of her. And he came, took her by the hand, lifted her up. And immediately, the fever left her. And she ministered unto them. Jesus takes authority in the home. Oh, if you could just only see, there are things that are trying to attack the home today. As a matter of fact, three powerful enemies that are trying to attack the home today. Disease, demons are trying to attack the home. Demons are trying to get in. Disease is trying to get in. All kinds of worldliness is trying to get into your home. Sicknesses, disease. Oh, it's spirits, ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear what I say? It's spirits, ladies and gentlemen. See, that's why sometimes it don't do good to just get some Tylenol. You need to get some prayer with that Tylenol. Oh, y'all got to stay with me. Look what it says. Now, they went to the, they left the synagogue. Then they went over there to the house. And now when preachers leave church, what do preachers want to do? Oh, y'all know preachers, don't you? Amen. When they got there to the house, it wasn't nothing to eat. The mama-in-law couldn't cook because she's sick. Peter's mama is tending to, Peter's wife is tending to the mama-in-law. So she can't cook. We got a problem. You know, I grew up watching the astronauts going to the moon and stuff. And whenever things weren't quite right, they would radio mission control. And they say, mission control, we got a problem. You can see Peter basically saying, Jesus, we got a problem here. Yeah, we ain't got no dinner, and mama is sick here. Now, notice the Bible says she had a fever. In the Greek, it's a burning fever. I mean, one of these fevers that can take you out. So normally, they didn't know how to get rid of these different fevers and stuff. So they would try different things, and they would try. A lot of this stuff was really magic, y'all. They would take a knife. They would take a knife. It had to be a knife that's made out of iron. They would take a knife, and then they would take some hair. Oh, yeah. Amen. And then they would take, don't get scared, y'all children. Amen. I know y'all, somebody started covering. Who went and told Pastor Finna Whoop somebody this morning? Amen. But actually, they would get a thorn bush or something, a branch, and they would tie that thorn branch around there. Or either they would take it and put it in a thorn branch, a thorn bush. And once they had put it aside there, next to that person,
bread of life,
then they would read,
sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.